Frank's story of his moves on day of crime. Atlanta Journal, July 27, 1913. Accused superintendent's story is unbroken by any save a Negro. Leo M. Frank's sworn statement of his whereabouts each hour on the day of April 26, when Mary Fagan met her death, is of unusual interest in the case, especially since no witness except Conley had been found, at least as far as the public knows, who can break his story. Frank's statement of his whereabouts as given at the coroner's inquest, when he was under oath, follows. Saturday, April 26, 7 o'clock a.m., arose and dressed at home. 8. Left home for the factory office. 8:20, arrived at the factory office. 8:50 or 9, M.D. Darley and others entered there. 10. Went over to the office of Sig Montag, factory manager, on Nelson Street. 11. Went back to the factory office. 12. Stenographer and office body left him alone in office. 12:10 p.m. Mary Fagan came for her pay. Got it and left. He heard her footsteps die away, and went on with his work, thinking no more about her. When she left, he thought he heard her voice in the outer office. 12:15 or 12:30. Lenny Quinn, foreman of the department where Mary worked, came in. 12:35. Quinn left. 1. Left the factory. 1:20. Arrived home. 1:40. Finished lunch with his father-in-law. 2. Left home for factory. 2:40. Spoke to Miss Rebecca Carson, forewoman in his factory, in front of Rich's store on Whitehall Street. 3. Arrived again at the factory. 3:10 white and denim left. He remained alone in the factory. 3:20, latched, the street door behind him. 3:45, night watchman Newt Lee, Negro, came. He let Negro go away again. 5:30, finished work on the financial sheet. 6, finished balancing cash. Night watchman came back. Frank washed his hands and left factory, leaving night watchman with J.M. Gant. 6:25, arrived home. 6:30, wife and mother-in-law came in just as he was telephoning to the factory. Got no answer there. Telephoned again. Night watchman told him everything was all right. He ate supper. 9:30. After smoking and reading since supper, he went upstairs and lit the gas heater. 10:30. Bathed. 11. Went to bed. Sunday, April 27th. 7:30 a.m. Awakened by the phone. Informed of the tragedy. Went to Undertaker's shop and identified Mary Fagan's body as that of girl whom he had paid the afternoon before.